Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan from CNN this morning analysis. While President Donald Trump obsesses about his reelection hopes in his White House bubble, state and local leaders are frantically reversing state reopenings that he demanded, which turned America into the world's biggest coronavirus hotspot. From the Washington Post, White House effort to undermine Fauci criticized. Public health experts, scientists, and mostly Democratic politicians rebuked the Trump administration and warned of the dangers of disparaging the government's top infectious disease expert in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic. We head to Florida, where the governor there, Ron DeSantis, at a press conference was heckled. People are dying and you are doing nothing. As coronavirus cases soar and experts say the state is the, quote, new Wuhan, and also, of course, California, shutting down again.
David, this is all terrible, and Dr. Fauci is, of course, a hero to me and to so many other people. He had to navigate very early, keeping the president happy and telling the truth, and he did that, and he did it effectively. For those people who say he should have quit, nonsense. He should not have quit. You know, he's the voice of sanity in the administration, and he will continue to be that until they fire him. Now, will they fire him? With this president and his history of firing any person that he doesn't like, it certainly is a possibility. But they know, and they know full well, that if they fire him, they will look even worse than they do now, and that Trump's numbers will continue to go down as they have all along. He is in terrible trouble because people really believe that he has stood by and done very little, and in fact did so little that he got us into this in the first place. And he is being seen as the bad guy in all of this. You know, if he had warned of it, if he had taken precautions to this day, if he just said everybody has to wear a mask in this country or you pay a $2,000 fine or you go to jail, everybody would and the numbers would go down. But he refuses to do that. Until recently, he wouldn't even put a mask on his face. But he has now, and that makes him look even worse because it shows that he was not doing the right thing from the very beginning. You know, Dr. Fauci is a man who, David, got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. His work on AIDS, as Libby said on our panel yesterday, was exemplary. And he is a guy who they would love to get rid of. First, they don't talk to him. Then they do this despicable schoolroom, junior high school thing in which they tell people that he's a bad man and that he's made bad decisions. And what were those bad decisions? Inevitably, they trace back to the fact that on some occasions, he was balancing his relationship with the president and telling the truth to the American people. It is just the worst kind of thing. And as for DeSantis, I've added him to my list of politicians that I just find to be disgusting. This is a guy who, instead of doing what's good for his population, doing what Andrew Cuomo has done in New York State, follows the president blindly and is getting heckled by a single individual. But in everybody's mind down there, they've got a governor who is ineffective. So I would think that his political future may well be suppressed.
You see so many people following the president's logic rather than the health experts. What does that say about the country?
As I said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. A two-year-old stamps his feet and says, I want, I want, I want. He inadvertently, I think the president, is telling us what he's really worried about, which is his reelection. And he says, those Democrats are doing all of this to me just to stop me from being reelected. They want the schools to stay closed, and they're doing that in order to hamper my reelection. Is that crazy or what? Hey, let me ask you this, everybody. You send your child, your grandchild, to school or to camp, and he gets the disease, or she gets the disease. What are you thinking at that stage of the game? This is a good policy to be able to do this? No, you're not. And it is something that is so scary to all of us that you just let the facts speak for themselves and the potential harm that can come as a result of this policy. So you have Secretary of Education and others basically mirroring the president's nonsense. You have to think first about the science, the potential for more people getting this. We're seeing what's going on in California. They've had to go back to keeping things closed. We're seeing what's happening in Florida. I have so many friends in both states. I worry for them all the time. I call them up and I say, don't go out of that apartment. Don't leave. It's awful.
I have to say my head dropped when I saw this headline yesterday afternoon. Amidst all of this, 5.4 million Americans lost health insurance in the pandemic, according to a study. More adults became uninsured because of job losses than have ever lost coverage in a single year, according to a new analysis. I guess also putting the focus again on this troubled healthcare system.
And you have a president who's trying to make it worse. He's trying to end Obamacare and put 20-something million people, more million people, out of the ability to get health care. It is very scary. Once you get this disease, there's something that can be done. They can put you on a ventilator. They can take care of you in some ways. But if there's no health care, you get almost nothing. Now, can you go to an emergency room? Of course. But there's a difference between having your own doctor and not having any real medical backup.
On top of the loss of health insurance, we're seeing this unemployment. How are we going to overcome the economic effects of this pandemic without more infusion from the federal government? Does the HEROES Act get passed?
I think it will. They have to pass something. Things are so bad that an awful lot of Senate seats are up for grabs. So now the negotiations occur, and there has to be a determination on the part of the Republicans who are not for it. What do I get out of this? We see reports that in the last round, many of the people who got some of the extra help that was being given by the country were the friends and allies of this president, people who may have needed it at least. So it's a matter of negotiation now, but will there be a HEROES Act? There will be.
More political observer Alan Chartok joining us.